The senior U.S. diplomat in Cuba says life for ordinary Cubans is becoming more difficult by the day, prompting more of them to try and leave their country. James Kaysen, the chief of mission of the U.S. interest section in Havana, says the recent elimination of the use of the U.S. dollar as a hard currency in Cuba and the rollback of modest economic reform measures such as self-employment opportunities is making life more difficult by the day for ordinary Cubans.
Many Cubans without access to hard currency do not regularly get 3 square meals a day. The ration card only provides about 10 days' sustenance, and the ration food supply is erratic. One ration store shopkeeper took to referring to eggs as Americanos. Why? Because the government always says the Americans are coming, but they never arrive.
Mr. Kaysen says in the countryside, most Cubans eat once a day, and he quotes UN reports as saying there is substantial undernourishment and malnutrition. The U.S. diplomat spoke at a conference in Miami examining a transition to a democratic Cuba. Cuban authorities banned the use of the U.S. dollar last month, ending a 10-year period in which it served as the de facto currency on the communist-run island. From now on, Cuban exiles sending money to relatives must also pay a 10% commission when exchanging dollars for so-called convertible pesos, which are pegged one-to-one to the U.S. dollar. Cuba's government says the move is in response to restrictions imposed by Washington earlier this year on remittances and visits to the island. Analysts say the Cuban move is in part an effort to obtain scarce hard currency reserves. Mr. Kaysen says more and more Cubans are trying to leave their island. He says the U.S. issues 20,000 visas a year to Cubans, but those who choose to leave illegally are often the talented young professionals that any country needs for its future.
We discovered an interesting demographic trend among those who choose to leave illegally. It's not the youngest Cubans who despair of making a life for themselves, but those in their late 20s and early 30s. Educated with no job prospects, married and living at home.
The U.S. diplomat says more and more Cubans are waiting for a so-called biological solution to their misery, the death of Cuban leader Fidel Castro. He says Mr. Castro's recent fall, in which he fractured his knee and arm, has only heightened anticipation of a post-Castro Cuba, even among the Cuban leader's followers.
The lonely voices in the opposition are getting less lonely by the day. Fed up by the food and power shortages and the latest government-imposed crises, Cubans are increasingly losing patience with Castro. In the weeks since Castro's well-publicized fall, more and more regime supporters are now saying it is time for Castro to step down.
Mr. Kaysen says it is unlikely that Cuba will transform itself into a democracy the day Mr. Castro dies. He says Cuban authorities have already planned a transition aimed at perpetuating communist rule. The U.S. diplomat says a generation-long effort will be needed to bring democracy to an island that for nearly 50 years has known nothing but communism. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Miami.